Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to this morning's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Ms. Maureen Daly, who's program manager for the Beyond the Boundaries program for the Catholic Archdiocese of Baltimore. And Maureen is here today to talk to us about the Archdiocese program to have us all live and work together much more closely and much better than we are doing. So, Maureen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here. Yes, and I am the program facilitator for Beyond the Boundaries. That's a program of the Archdiocese of Baltimore. It's been in existence for about 15 years, and our concern is primarily with equity, justice in housing. That's because it's the strong commitment of the Archdiocese that our communities, our society in general, is healthiest if we live in communities that are racially and economically integrated. That is, that there's a diversity of people of all ethnic backgrounds, but also of all income levels, that is the healthiest thing for a society. And Beyond the Boundaries is an attempt to address that.
Yeah. What's your background and responsibilities?
The Beyond the Boundaries program offers discussion groups in Catholic parishes to inform people about issues related to housing and economic and racial segregation, and to move people. My job has been briefly described. My role is to educate, advocate, and legislate. So my work is to inform Catholics and their allies, too, in social justice things, about social justice principles of the Catholic Church and how that is an essential part of their faith and should be put into action in the wider society. And that's not just simple acts of charity, serving a meal at a soup kitchen, but it's also acts of advocacy, changing the rules of our society.
Mm-hmm. And how long has the program been going on?
It's been about 15 years. Yes, it was started an initial report by scholar David Rusk, who studies economics, justice, housing patterns, education, segregation, and so on, wrote a report about Baltimore called Baltimore Unbound. And it was looking at our regional situation, the fact that the city of Baltimore is deeply connected with all of the surrounding counties, and that our responses to our social problems have to be regional, not simply jurisdictional.
Yeah, that's for certain.
And so the
but that's a tough.
It's absolutely. It's very difficult thing to do. You need to communicate with surrounding jurisdictions that we have a common concern, and then try to legislate and change structures. We have the concept in, everyone knows about the idea of individual sin, but there's the concept of a social sin or a societal sin, and we see racism and segregation is an example of a social sin, and also isolating or concentrating the poor, and thus keeping people who have a lower income from having the opportunities that they need in order to advance, especially for the younger generation. It's terrible to be sort of condemned to living in a community because of where you're born and the opportunities of your family, that you live in a community that has very limited opportunities. So the new talk, the way that people are talking about communities, is that they are opportunity-rich communities. And that means communities where there is a chance for, there's employment, there's transportation, there is there are good schools, there's medical care, and it's fairly safe also, there's not a high level of danger in the neighborhood, and there is adequate housing at an affordable price.
Amen. Those are great goals. How is the Beyond the Boundaries program achieve those goals?
Well, we're looking at legislation. We're trying to promote legislation that encourages economically diverse neighborhoods. Actually, when the program started, we thought that the avenues would be greatest in the surrounding counties, where there are some opportunity-rich communities, but there still exists a lot of economic and racial segregation. But what there was an attempt in 2004 to pass some affordable housing legislation in Anne Arundel County. That was not successful in the end, but what did come along was the Baltimore Inclusionary Housing Law was passed in 2007, and that has recently been in the news because it was passed in 2007 with a 5-year sunset provision. That means that the law would expire in 2012, and there was recently a vote in the city council to extend that sunset to the year 2020, and that will probably pass when it goes to a full vote.
So that must mean that the experience has been positive.
Well, actually, there's a lot. What has happened, of course, with the Baltimore law was that soon after it was passed in 07, began to actually take force in 2009. By then, we were in a recession, and housing starts had really come to a halt, as we all know. But, of course, that won't go on forever. There is a lot of talk now about moving again in Anne Arundel County on affordable housing initiatives. What we're talking about with inclusionary housing is that when there are large residential developments that do receive some form of public subsidy, that they set aside some of those properties for at a more affordable rate. And that people react with some alarm, but I like to point out to them that for the Baltimore area, affordable means a family of four that has an income between $25,000 and $65,000. So we're not talking about the poorest of the poor. We're talking about people of moderate income being able to live among what we have seen in Baltimore, and was much more the case when the law was first being proposed, was a great growth of luxury condominium housing and that kind of thing, luxury housing of all sorts, at a very high price, out of reach of most people working for a living in our region. And it's our concern that when government entities move to encourage new building in neighborhoods, communities, in city and counties, that they not close out of those communities the people who have always been living there. There's a lot of concern about displacement and being economically excluded from your own community.
Then hopefully this inclusionary zoning housing law that's probably going to be renewed will help prevent that.
Well, that's our hope, and there's a lot of work that has to be done in actually assuring that the law is put in enforced. There's a lot of work still to be done
indeed,
on that.
Indeed. Let me ask you, how can someone get in touch with you to find out more about the program?
Well, the Archdiocese of Baltimore website is probably the best way, and that is archbalt.org. And then just search for the terms Beyond the Boundaries. I report to Bishop Madden, so also under his website, there's the link to Beyond the Boundaries, which is the name of the program.
Okay. So that's www.archbalt.org.
That's correct.
Great. And if someone wants to telephone you?
Well, the best number is, the office number is 443-286-4731.
That's 443-286-4731.
That's right.
Great. Thank you. Now, you've been talking a lot about legislation that you're advocating as part of this program. Give us an idea about what goes on at the parish level.
Well, you know, it is... first you have to get people thinking about and changing some hearts and minds. People need to be thinking about how they can respond to needs in their communities. Mm-hmm. Actually, probably on the parish level, the first thing is to say, all right, you're a person of faith. How does that faith translate into your relating to your wider community? That there is a connection to that. One of the things, so we offer discussion groups, and then we offer support to various groups that are already engaged in these kinds of issues.
What groups would they be?
Well, many of the parishes already have peace and justice committees in their parish. So those parishes where they are already working, those are our contacts when we try to work on larger projects or pieces of legislation or something that we want to push ahead. So the work on the parish level is short, like 4 or 6 session discussion groups that create a sense of community and a sort of a shared group of people who care about these issues and then can work, and they can best determine what is needed in their own area.
Mm-hmm. And I guess you also encourage folks to volunteer for various nonprofits that are out there working to help folks?
We do encourage people to link up with mm-hmm. with groups. The Beyond the Boundaries focus is not direct service. It's not actually swinging a hammer to create housing, but more on the legislative and policy level. So we encourage active faith-directed action in the social sphere, in the public sphere.
Uh-huh.
And for some, I have here, you know, there's 7 basic principles of Catholic social teaching, and among them, there is the one of them is that people have a right and a duty to participate in the wider society. So it's both right and duty. And the another is that all people have they have a right to life and all the things required for human decency. They also have a responsibility to others, to the larger society, to assure that those things are available to others. Another important principle is that what they call the option for the poor and vulnerable, that every institution, you should always critique it by looking at how are the most vulnerable in the society affected by the policies of the society, those with the least amount of power, how are they being treated when these policies are put into place. So, and then the sense of solidarity, that we're all one human family, so we have an obligation to others. Because, of course, on issues of housing, people feel, well, you know, I'm all right. My community is okay. Well, what obligation do I have? One thing that we do see in our region is that there are certain pockets of our region that carry a disproportionate burden of taking care of the most vulnerable people in our society. Baltimore City houses and cares for much more than its share of our region's poor. And then there are pockets within our surrounding counties that also, certain communities that are bearing more than their share. And so how do we communicate to those who are in the more affluent communities that they also have an obligation to care for those, the vulnerable of
our
society?
Very good things to remember this Saturday morning and to think about. These are principles and objectives that we all should be trying to work into our lives. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. Could you give us, please, Maureen, the contact information one more time, please, for the Beyond the Boundaries program?
Yes, so it's beyondtheboundaries@archbalt.org. Beyond the Boundaries, all one word, at archbalt.org. Or the phone number is 443-286-4731.
Great. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Ms. Maureen Daly, who's program facilitator for the Beyond the Boundaries program of the Catholic Archdiocese of Baltimore, for being our guest today. Thank you so much, Maureen.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us. And for For Bill Kladke and Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.